No, that's good to hear.
Yes.
Well done. Congratulations on your new
thank
cooking,
you. Thank you. You must get married so that he will be a man.
So that he can over the fence.
Exactly.
Hey, remember your statement.
Over the fence.
Yes.
Dr. Jacobs and
good morning, honorable.
I have a problem.
I recognize. And there's also a network problem with the chairperson who has just called me and asked me to please start the meeting while he is also trying to sort out his network. So I see a hand of Honorable Van Staden.
I just said it's fine. I would like if you continue.
Thank you very much, Honorable Van Staden. Appreciate that. Honourable members, in the interest of time, come to the meeting and we all our guests are also very welcome and our staff are also very welcome. The secretary of the portfolio committee.
Good morning, Ms. Mwa, Mr. Van Staden, Imam Sheikh, and Ms. Kwaho, received development public hearings. Thank you, Dr. Jacobs.
Thank you very much, Ms. Majalamba. We appreciate that. For today, we are to consider and adopt the committee's budget vote report and then any other remarks which the chairperson would then want to make as point number five. Can you just flight that agenda for us, please? Ms. Majalamba? Thank you very much, honorable members. Thank you very much. Our presentation point number four, we've dealt with the first three. When the chairperson joins, he must just come back and chair his meeting.
I have since joined, Dr. Jacobs. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. You're welcome.
Okay. Thank you very much, honorable members. I will not be able to switch on my video because of the challenges where I am. Number two, I've just before the start of the meeting spoke to the secretary that there are certain items she will have to flight it. We just realized that on our 51-page report, there is 4.1, which is recommendations by the committee to the minister, which was there on the first draft, but on this final draft, it remained on the first draft and didn't come through here. And therefore, we would want to bring that so that you may not have read it. Myself and the secretary looked at it. We are therefore bringing it for a recommendation to be adopted. So maybe when we get, before we even ask to adopt, I would want us to go to that 4.1. Let me start in this way. This report, honorable members, is a culmination of the work that we did last week.
We lost you again, Honorable Doma. Honorable Doma. Members, we seem to have lost Honorable Doma again. Can I just confirm that I am being heard?
Yes, yes, Dr. Jacobs, you are. Dr. Doma has not paid his data connection costs, so I suggest you come and be the lifeline and support us. Go ahead, sir. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Imam Sheikh. what Honorable Doma was saying, and I'm going to try to come from what he was saying, is that we've done work over the past 2 weeks. And we've done a lot of catch-up work with our entities and with the department in order for us to be able to bring this report today. And for this report to have to be adopted for the purpose of the budget vote debate on the 13th. And we do not have time, and then there needs to be other work done by Ms. Majalamba and a team in preparation for the meeting on or the debate on Thursday. I am not certain which other items he wanted to speak to. Maybe Ms. Majalamba can assist here. The report has been forwarded to all of us. I had actually seen it this morning, and I've had an opportunity to read through it, and I hope we have all had the same opportunity to go through it. So if Ms. Majalamba can please flight that report for us, and then we'll go through the report. And members are free to then raise afterwards their hands on the platform, and we will then engage with the challenges. So any clarity seeking points which you might have. Thank you.
Sorry, Honorable Jacobs, could you repeat how you would like us to proceed? Sorry, I didn't get that. Are we going to go through page by page, or how are we going to do it?
Yes, Honorable Gwakhube, I think we'd have to page by page just a little bit faster than usual. If we can just read a bit faster, and if it can be put on full screen, and then we'll go page by page. And if you can just note any items you might have for clarity or for questions, and we then take those questions in the end. And you can always refer to the page number, etc., and we proceed in that manner. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Comrade
Chairperson?
Yes, Comrade.
I think I heard the Chairperson saying there are some issues that did not come out at the final report, issues like the recommendations of the committee. When are we going to check on them? Because I thought he said he was first going to make sure those recommendations comes into the main report.
Maybe Ms. Majalamba can just tell us here, and I will make a call to the chairperson in the interim. If she can just maybe answer this for us very quickly, and then if you give me a minute or so while she talks about that, I'll give him a telephone call. Just 1 minute, please. Honorable members, I am back. I just want to, I've called the chairperson of the portfolio committee, and he says, Ms. Majalamba, if you can note, when we get to 4.1, there's a point under recommendations 4.1 in the draft report, which has now been omitted from the final report. We just need to add that. Can I just get an indication that you heard me, Honorable Majalamba? Ms. Majalamba?
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Jacobs. The report that was emailed to the members yesterday didn't have the recommendations. I don't know how we omitted them because they were in the report, but we've since emailed the just go there so that members can see the recommendations and add on them. Thank you.
Thank you very much. All right, honorable members, we'll go page by page. I'm sure you've had an opportunity now to go through the first page, first two pages while I was on the telephone. Can we go to the next one? So there's our introduction, and then the purpose of our report is to summarize the presentation received from the department over the MTEF a process we discussed. We've had that discussion on the 4th to the 7th of May. We've had presentations from the FFC and then presentations from the Auditor General on the next page, and there's some issues raised, and then we continue. If you can, thank you very much. Point number two was consideration of the APP and the budget of the Department of Health. You will see the policy priorities contained in 2.2, and then various parts there of their inputs on the National Development Plan, the Department of 5-year strategic goals, and then we have gone to the plan policy initiatives of the department in points 2.2.4. Point three is the annual performance plan indicators, of which program one was administration. Yes, if you could just go back. Number two was national health insurance. Program three is the communicable and non-communicable diseases, and program four, primary healthcare, program five, all the hospital systems. 2.4 is a budget analysis. You can continue. And then we had a breakdown of the budget, as we had seen there, in 2.4.2, and then the economic classifications and spending priorities of the 2021 MTEF. Continue. We can continue. And then we're coming to our observations 2.5. Here we'll go a bit slowly. I will read them. So the first one is the committee expressed concern relating to the massive budget cuts in the health sector and were concerned that the department and provinces will not be able to deliver on the mandate, which will ultimately affect service delivery. Next point. Committee further note concern vital programs underfunded, such as HIV and TB program, which might result in a regression in control and prevention of these conditions. If I read fast, just excuse me. Committee noted with concern the infrastructure backlogs within the department and wanted to know how this will be eradicated. And the committee was concerned that awareness campaigns aimed at addressing stigma around HIV/AIDS. The committee noted with concern departments planning to vaccinate 40 million people by the end of 2021 and noted that the 10 billion rand allocation may not be sufficient. Furthermore, communication should be strengthened in terms of the targets. Committee expressed concern about the substantial medical legal costs within the sector. Expressed concern that some primary healthcare facilities may not be ready for the vaccination rollout as they do not have proper systems in place, such as storage, security, and inadequate infrastructure. Flagged the AG's findings on the department, proposed a special meeting to consider and deliberate on these findings, and noted with concern that the department is not doing sufficient awareness for people to register, educating them on how to register for vaccination. That seems to be a repeat. And then the committee was concerned that the department lands were challenges in healthcare facilities to remain, such as staff shortages, equipment shortages, inadequate infrastructure, and wanted to know when will they see concrete plans to eradicate those challenges. And on primary healthcare services, the committee raises concern regarding permanent employment of community health workers. And lastly, the committee recommended the department on the ideal, commended on the ideal clinics initiative, and that these are appreciated in rural areas. And then number three is the consideration of the APP of this of the entities. First one is the CCD. Next. Which were their achievements, their overviews, etc., their planned performance indicators and key priorities and deficiencies of the CCOD. And performance indicators, we've done it, proposed budget. You can continue. And then the committee observations again. We noted concern the report of the FSC. Are we with the FSC now? We're just mentioning that a substantial decrease in the number of workers in controlled mines and works paid for loss of earnings per year. And then numbers noted. Concern regarding the lack of consideration for compensation of other health issues. And there was a mention of the other illness apart from lung diseases. And this next section deals that it raises its concern regarding the collection of levies from controlled mines, expressed the need to implement punitive measures against non-compliant mines. Committee implored the CCOD on its plans to enhance the compensation claims management system. As to the timelines and how exactly the enhanced system will change the claims process, the committee said there were concerns raised by ex-mine workers regarding their protracted delays in payments. And the committee urged the CCOD to continue to address the backlog of financial statements, expressed concern regarding the risk committee that is not functioning optimally. I'll go to the next one. Committee expressed the need for the CCOD to decentralize its services in order to improve access, and expressed concern about the long-term COVID implications on mine workers, especially impact on the respiratory system. You can take the next one. The committee raises concern shortage of finance inspectors for the CCOD and its impact on service delivery. Our next entity was the SAMRC. We went through the strategic goals, SWOT analysis, situational analysis. You may continue. Human resource management and transformation. And then SAMRC NIH collaboration, which is the National Institute of Health of the United States, the Memorandum of Understanding. And it's yielded more advantages for both countries, and then performance indicators and plan targets for 2021-2022. Continue. It's in table form, and then their budget is in table form for us, proposed budget for 2021-2022. Continue. Then there were committee observations. I go through these because it's important that we know what we've captured. The committee expresses concern in respect to the distribution of bursaries, as only 68% bursaries were African, reflected on the need to move towards 90% Black people being funded by the SAMRC. On COVID-19 surveillance, the committee sought an indication whether there was evidence of local transmission of the variant, that is the variant found in India, yes. And on vaccination, the committee sought clarity on the inclusion of healthcare workers in rural areas as well as traditional healers in the vaccination program. Was concerned that transformation was slow with the entity in changing demographics of the organization, particularly at senior and executive levels. And it was a concern that the budget for infrastructure projects was not stated. Committee was concerned that the hospitals seemed to be ready for vaccination rollout of primary healthcare facilities, in particular, were not ready, as they faced with infrastructure storage and security challenges. Wants to know what needs to be done, or what's going to be done, or what was done. And sought clarity on what kind of research is being conducted to gain new knowledge to influence policy. and the effects of vaping were questioned by the committee on, and whether the entity has done any research work on this topic. Then the Council for Medical Schemes is the next entity. You can continue. Introduction. You can continue into gone through that. Performance indicators and plan targets are put in a table form. The different programs and how they, what they're planning on doing, what's the objectives and the plan targets. And then a proposed budget for 2021-22. You can continue. Committee observations was concerned, if you're sorry, Mr. Majalamba. Committee was concerned the entity has vacant positions, so wanted to know the plans in place for to fill these vacancies. The committee note was concerned medical schemes members always run out of funds until they although they continue to make their monthly contributions, large sums of money. The committee noted with concern that medical schemes rejects pre-exposure prophylaxis claims, as well as claims submitted by sex workers who wanted to know what the provisions are in terms of accessing prophylaxis treatment PrEP. The committee sought clarity on 7 senior managers, officials who were faced corruption allegations on how much money was involved and whether entities recovered any of the money. And the committee sought clarity on the total cost of the SIU investigations. Next one was SAPRA. You can continue. And there are the performance indicators and plan targets. And you can continue, Ms. Majalamba. The proposed budget. Continue. And then committee observations. There are 5. Noted with concern the application backlog and wanted to know how the entity was going to address it considering its human resources shortages. The committee was concerned about funding constraints the entity faces, which impacts on its ability to deliver on its mandates. The committee sought clarity on how many eligible medical cannabis permits have been granted and how many were from black farmers. And the committee sought clarity on the SIU outcomes, which was instituted by the president in 2019. The committee noted with concern about the findings highlighted by the auditor general and wanted to know what the entity was going to address. And the fifth one was the NHLS fifth entity. You may proceed. And you may proceed. And proceed, and there's the performance indicator plan targets again, a nice table form for both budgets. Committee observations. Committee noted that TB tests have gone down, is concerned it might result in a spike in TB cases. Noted with concern the findings of the AG and wanted to know how the entity will address these findings. Expressed concern that there are some NHLS laboratories that are not adequately equipped and were not properly functioning. And the committee want to know what the entity has done to tighten its systems to curb corruption, noting their employees were dismissed due to corrupt activities. Please continue. And 3 more, want an update on the integration forensic chemistry laboratory with the NHLS, and noted with concern the budget cuts with the NICD, want to know what they will be able to meet the demand. And not with concern the high failure rate of registrars. I want to know what the challenges were in this regard. Our 6th entity is the Office of the Health Standards Compliance. And you may continue. And again, we have the budget and targets, plan targets and proposed budgets. You can continue. And committee observations, only 4. Noted concern the office has only monitored 8% of the norms and standards. Committee is concerned about the staff shortages of the entity, especially inspectors, as this affects the entity's ability to deliver on its mandate. Committee noted concern that the entity was unable to go back to check progress if its recommendations have been implemented at facilities and that they have visited. And the committee questioned the visibility of the entities in rural areas. And then there were some recommendations, 4.1, and there we see the 4.1, which was a reference to what the chairperson was saying. So those recommendations are there in front of you. Next page. I just want to... the recommendations are then on the department, recommendations on every entity, members. Can you go back? Yes. So, thank you. The recommendations on the department should engage National Treasury in order to address the massive budget cuts, including grant reductions affected in the health sector. Should put forward tangible targets with clear timelines for the COVID-19 vaccination program, and these should be communicated to the public. The department should embark on community engagements and educate communities in the importance of vaccination. The department should ensure that it addresses all the findings by the Auditor General and report to the Committee on Progress. The department should ensure that entities are properly funded to deliver on their mandate. The department should furnish the committee with an action plan aimed at addressing infrastructure backlogs, should strengthen programs aimed at raising awareness of HIV/AIDS stigma, should progressively ensure that primary healthcare facilities are ready for the vaccination program in terms of storage facility security and adequate infrastructure. The department should present to the committee an action plan aimed to address the challenges that plague healthcare facilities, to ensure the timeliest placement of interns. On the entities, all entities should address the findings by the AG in the report to the committee on progress made. The action plan should be shared with the committee, and all entities should ensure that there are proper systems in place to root out corruption, fraud, and maladministration. On the CCOD, a couple of points raised. The CCOD should furnish committee with a detailed report on the improved compensation claims management system, should improve on the timelines in the payment of ex-mine workers, should collaborate with research institutions to evaluate the long-term implications of COVID-19 on mine workers, and the findings should be presented to the committee, and should bolster the capacity of finance inspectors in order to improve levy collection. On the SMRC, should come up with tangible plans to address transformation at the entity, should ensure the inclusion of healthcare workers in rural areas and traditional healers in the vaccination program, and on the Council for Medical Schemes, should ensure that all critical posts are filled timeously, that should place more emphasis on public education of medical schemes, benefits, and access to certain treatments. And on SAPRA, I should furnish a committee with a report on how it is addressing the current backlog and legacy issues. NHLS should ensure that all the laboratories are adequately equipped and functional, and the NHLS should look into the budget cuts within the NICD in order to ensure that the institute delivers on its mandate in view of the pandemic, and OHSC should ensure that vacant posts are filled, particularly posts of the inspectors, and the entity should ensure its strength to strengthen its visibility in rural areas. Next page. I'm going to go to conclusions, and then Honorable Glomo will come back. Having considered the annual performance plans and the budget of the Department of Health and its entities, we will engage the Minister of Finance to discuss the committee's concerns relating to the budget cuts. Unless otherwise indicated, the Department of Health should respond to the committee recommendations in 3 months from the date of the report is adopted by the House. And this report is to be considered. Thank you very much. Honorable Glomo is back on the platform and is very welcome to take the chairmanship again. Thank you, honorable members.
Thank you very much, honorable Dr. Jacobs, for doing what we have just done. This report, honorable members, is prepared by Ms. Majalamba, presented to me early yesterday, looked at it, also accepted it. With few minor changes. We now give it to you first. If there is any specific point you want to add on, because it is now no more Ms. Majalamba and Dr. Jomo's report, we want to own it as a collective. Before we collectively own it, we want to hear from you if there are any any additions that you would like to put into the report. Thank you. May I open for the hands to deal just that part first. And any additions, honorable members?
Hello, Chair.
Ms. Kwakhube, yes?
Hi, thank you very much to you and Ms. Matshalambe's team. I thought this was a really well-compiled report, and I think it's an accurate reflection of the discussions that we had with the various entities in the department. And I think that the recommendations have also been reflected, including the conclusions. We would obviously, you know, we are not necessarily going to move for the adoption of the report, but we can confirm on my side this is an accurate reflection of our meetings. Thank you.
It would be historic, Ms. Kwakhube, if you were to say, I move for the adoption. I know you're very, very diplomatic. You will say, yeah, I still have to go and just check with one or two of my leaders. But just make that historic moment for us, okay? Honorable members, any other member would like to comment in terms of the accuracy? Thanks for those comments, Honorable Kwakhube.
My hand is raised, Chair.
Honorable Van Staden will be followed by Honorable Bella. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. Now, just a question. Remember that the conversation we had with the Auditor General about the PPEs? Sorry, I couldn't follow on the screen now, and I haven't time to look through the report. But is it reflected here in the report, the discussion we had last week?
Which discussion we had last week, Honorable Van Staden?
Remember about which we had with the Auditor General about the PPEs in the hospitals? And when we said we're going to have a minister in front of us and for the department regarding that matter, I just want to know if it's captured in this report.
Yes, it's captured. And I think there's someone who was already, I don't know, whispering to me, and the date is already there. It's captured there to say it says we flag the report of the Auditor General pending a meeting with it's something like that. There's a sentence that is starting like that, Honorable Van Staden, that we flag the report of the AG and have it on a separate date with the minister to discuss that. Yeah.
Thank you, Chairperson.
Honorable Keller.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Chairperson, I want to join Honorable Kwakhube. This is the true reflection of the discussion that we had last week with the entities and the department. I'm not going to add, Chair, I'm just confirming and also appreciate the report, the way it is presented to us as portfolio committee members. And also, I think psychologically, Chair, Honorable Kwakhube is agreeing that we adopt the report as it is, Chairperson. So in that note, Chairperson, if you allow me to move for the adoption of the report with the recommendation, but also just to say that as a committee, we'll engage with the Department of Finance and also to raise our concern relating to the budget cuts. We'll really appreciate that, Chairperson. Thank you very much. And the report is a super 100% correct of what we have discussed. And I move for the adoption of the report. Thank you, Chair.
Honorable, hold on. I'm still addressing Honorable Keller. Thanks for your comments. And then you are now have, and as you close, I do note I have a system now that shows hands as they go up. Honorable Sokacha, if you want to have your hand up, please press the button there, because I have got two hands now that I want to recognize. Yours is not one of them, according to the system there. Honorable Keller has, in her comments, closed by actually moving for the adoption of the report. I have now got two hands. I think that Honorable Kwakhube's hand is coming again, but let me start with Dr. Honorable Dr. Thembe Kwayo, followed by Honorable Munyai. I have not seen the hand of Honorable Sokacha as yet. I see a hand of Honorable Kwakhube, yes. If I could do it in that order.
My device doesn't allow it, Chair. Can you please allow me to, can you please note me?
All right, you are number four, starting with Dr. Thembe Kwayo, Honorable Munyai, if it is correct, Honorable Kwakhube and Honorable Sokacha. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
It's Dr. Thembe Kwayo for now. You are number two on the list. Yeah.
Thank you, Chairperson, for recognizing me. I'm just saying, Chairperson, the EFF reserves the right not to comment on whether the report should be accepted or not. Just note our reserved decision, please. Thank you.
Mama. Yeah.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. We have the responsibility here in the Portfolio Committee as the ANC. So we really agree and support the report that it must be adopted and considered as a pre-process towards the budget on the upcoming Thursday. Thank you very much. I move for that. I support for the adoption of this report. Thank you.
The report was moved for adoption. A seconder has also been identified. Honorable Kwakhube.
Chair, I just wanted to respond to Honorable Van Staden with regards to the AG's report. So the recommendation here is that the committee flagged the AG's findings on the department and proposed a special meeting to consider and deliberate these findings. And I'm assuming, you know, we would then have to do a deep dive with ourselves and the department in that regard. So I was just answering Honorable Van Staden on that specific point.
I will announce the date of that meeting before the end of this meeting. Honorable Sokacha?
No, Chair, there's no major issue that I want to raise. I just want to sleep with the same blanket with my honorable members, starting from Honorable Kwakhube, Honorable Kela, and Honorable Munyai. Thank you very much, Chairperson.
No blanket says yet here, Honorable Sokacha.
No, I want to say I'm fully agreeing. Sorry, Chair, let me put it. I want to fully agree with my colleagues that the report is a true reflection of what we have discussed. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. I would then take it that the report has been moved for adoption and seconded. And we note that Honorable the leader from the EFF, Dr. Thembe Kwayo, say they reserve their comments. The Dr. Honorable Kwakhube, on behalf of the DA, while welcoming the accuracy of the report, but will not necessarily, and we're not pushing for that here. We are helping that at least the correctness of the report is like being noted. Is there any other member?
Yes, Chair.
Honorable Van Staden obviously supports the adoption, yes. Yes.
Chair, no, thank you for the clarity on that question. Now, I just want to also state that I reserve my right for a decision on this report after the caucus of a Freedom Front Plus. Thank you.
Okay, Honorable Van Staden, we note that. Thank you very much. So this report is therefore moved for adoption and adopted with the comments that have been noted from various political parties. Anything from Honorable Imam Sheikh?
What about Mahlengwa?
Ma, umama uzoyivala egcineni. Angithi umkhulu wena ma, usuka enhlanganweni enkulu kabe ezovala egcineni. Honorable Imam Sheikh is not there. Mama Uhlengwa.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. First of all, let me welcome our very, very comprehensive report, which is written by our Ms. Majalamba, our secretary. That is our true reflection. Now I second the adoption of this report. Thank you.
Siyabonga kakhulu, siyabonga kakhulu mama. Angithi bengifuna ukuvala ngawe mama bo bengazi ukuthi uza uza nento ethi ke mase kukhulume wena kusekho ozophinda kukhulume emva kwakho. Thank you for that. Honorable members, may I report that I did write to the minister. As I hope we will be able to debate this report, part of it will use it, that one of the things that we said was that I've closed now on this matter. The report is adopted, moved by Honorable Kela, and supported by Honorable Munyai, and the parties that have indicated their support and their reservations have also been noted. Now I'm moving to the second point, which probably was not part, but is emanating from this report. I want to actually indicate that on the 28th of May, the minister is actually agreeing to meet with us together with the team of the MECs, HODs, and DGs. I will write back to the minister. We obviously have to now invite the AG also for that meeting. I'm working with them to prepare their report so that it is user-friendly, like not like what we said, and we were very strong on that part as a committee. That we will request that they come and present their report. We ask clarity-seeking questions. Then we excuse the AG after an hour or two, and then we deal. I want us to open that space to the minister. We'll listen to the report together with you and all those who are with you. The committee members will ask clarity-seeking questions, which I doubt that honorable members are still going to have a lot of questions asking the AG, and then allow ourselves to interact with the minister and his department, which should then be the main activity of our day then. The 28th, honorable members, please identify this date. It might affect some of the things that we had planned with regards to oversight. And we will have to do this as a priority because we needed it. And it is already, I'm saying, honorable members, it is already talking to the very same sort of discussion that we have had last week. And now it's part of it. So we are great. We are appreciative that the minister has responded even before we can adopt this report. We will await another correspondence that I sent to the Minister of Finance because he would want to say, please, can you educate us? How do you think this budget is going to assist and not compromise the health service delivery? So that one, I don't have a response as yet. If there's no other member, no other issue to raise, honorable members, I would like then to call the meeting to a close.
Sorry, Chair.
Yes, Ms. Kwakube.
I know that it wasn't necessarily part of the agenda, but could we get some clarity and feedback with regards to the Northern Cape oversight visit? Because I know that there were challenges around flights and times and the like. So I don't know if Vuyo and her team are able to provide any feedback as yet.
Okay, I was not aware of any challenges on the flights. Ms. Majalamba, if you do have any report, please, can you update us?
Thank you, Chair. Just to update the committee, we are leaving on Friday morning because of the budget vote. So because of the flight limitations in the Northern Cape on Sunday, there's only one flight, for instance, that is coming to Cape Town. At 22:06 in the evening. So what we are going to do, we will fly to Joburg on Saturday after the oversight, sleep over in Joburg, then fly the following morning to Cape Town, because the last flight on Saturday from Joburg to Cape Town is at 3. and the flight from Kimberley to Joburg is also at 3, which means we are going to miss that flight because we've booked one airline and we can't change airlines. Thank you, Chair.
Honorable members, let's do those logistics outside the meeting. I know it is impacting on your caucus, on your party work, but again, our parties have deployed us into this very difficult and challenged department. We have to, our statement here is saying, we are not sure whether the vaccination sites are okay. We need to physically be there. We may not see all of them in the Northern Cape, in the Western Cape, in the Eastern Cape, but at least we are hoping to see some of the vaccination sites on a Friday, which may not be the 24-hour service, that clinic, that church, that whatever. And on a Saturday morning, before we meet with the department, we visit one other site, which may be a fully functional 24-hour tertiary or quaternary or district hospital. That is how things will be, honorable members, because we have to be all over because of the challenge that we do face. We need to speak with some authority on some of these issues that are facing us. So it's a sacrifice that is too much. But I pleaded with this Chief Whip, and she said she will allow some of these processes to go on the way they are. So logistics, the team is on top of it, and we welcome that. Thank you very much. Any other additional support, logistical things, we may find that out from Ms. Machalamba or other support staff after this meeting. Honorable members, thank you very much for your participation, and we bring this meeting now to a close. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you very much.
Hi, Kenny.
Hi, Maslingwa, how are you?
And you?
I'm very good, thank you.